listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about proof by covenant and read you a verse from Genesis chapter 15, verse 8, where we read this. And Abraham said, Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it? Jesus spoke of a faith that could move mountains, but it often seems that we're more familiar with the doubt that creates those mountains. Trusting God and His plan for our life is a constant challenge, and it's one that's faced by everybody who's ever tried to chase away doubt. Sometimes doubt comes from unbelief. You know, it's the sort of attitude that doubts that God will keep His word or that God can keep His promises to us. Other times, doubt is sort of a byproduct of a faith that is growing and maturing. That's the kind of doubt that recognizes that there's no weakness or wavering in God, but that we are weak in our ability to trust. This is the kind of doubt that led a desperate father to say to Jesus, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That's in Mark chapter 9, verse 24. God promised Abraham a son, and Abraham waited 10 years for that son. He couldn't forget the promise and wondered when God would fulfill it. Abraham was successful in business and in every other enterprise, but he must have thought, what good is it without the fulfillment of God's promise? This was the ache of Abraham's heart, and it prompted his doubt-filled question to God in Genesis 15:8, how shall I know that I will inherit it? Now, Abraham did what we should all do with our doubts. He brought those doubts to God, and he let God speak to them. Now, again, understand, this was not a doubt that denied God's promise, but it was a doubt that desired God's promise. And God is always willing to help that kind of doubt. So what did God do to help Abraham? God, in effect, answered Abraham like this. Abraham, do you want to know for certain? Then let's make a contract. Now, in Abraham's day, one way to make a contract was to have both parties to the contract walk together through the carcasses of sacrificed animals while they repeated the terms of the contract. Now, that seems barbaric to us. We're glad we don't do contracts like that anymore today. But to them, it represented at least two things. First, it showed plainly that this was a blood covenant, quite serious in nature. Secondly, it was a dramatic warning. If any one of the parties fails to live up to the contract, he could expect that all of his animals, and perhaps even himself, would end up cut in two. God wants to help our doubts with a contract. But our contract is not Abraham's. It's the contract that Jesus called the New Covenant. You'll find that in Luke chapter 22, verse 20, and Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, as well as many other passages in the Bible. The New Covenant was also established by sacrifice, what Jesus did on the cross towards God the Father and for us. When we want to believe, but still seem to doubt, we don't have to think that God is angry and irritated with us. We can even ask God to prove himself to us. Now, when you do ask for proof, God will speak to you the same way he did to Abraham. God will point you to a covenant made by sacrifice that proves God's love and his concern for you. It proves that it's real. God will point you to the new covenant. Today, ask God to help you with your doubts, and remember that he proved his love for you by the new covenant and by what Jesus did at the cross to establish that wonderful covenant.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.